Okay, we have something serious to talk about. And you know what? This entire episode is going to be very nuanced. So everybody take out your thinking cap. Take it out. Everybody got theirs? Okay, pop it on your head. Let's go. I always tell you guys that dating is a numbers game. And it is. You simply cannot meet someone if you don't go on any dates. I mean, you could, but not usually. You know, they don't usually arrive at your house. Like, maybe you fall in love with the pizza guy, but apart from that, your soulmate is not going to knock on your door and say, hey, would you like to go on a date? You have to go on dates. So how do you do that in the modern age? Well, dating apps. Got to be on the apps. And I've said that in the past. And I still believe that dating is a numbers game, and I still believe that you have to put yourself out there and go on dates to get everything moving. However, I think that dating apps are rotted right now. I think that they are in the worst place they've ever been. I think our relationship to them is busted. And I think that we need to take a big pause and just recalibrate a little bit. And I'm going out on a limb here because those dating apps, they have big budgets. So I will not be working with any of them for a hot minute. Unless, I don't know, maybe you guys could hire me as some sort of a consultant. Anyway, a little sidebar. Sethy will deal with that. I think that they're in truly the worst place they've ever been. And I hear, and this is from personal experience. This is from anecdotally from you guys. I mean, keep in mind, I read a ton of DMs. I do AMA every Monday, Thursday. I have people calling in. I consume a lot of the worry, the dating worry of a group of predominantly women age 18 to 40. I have a lot of anecdotal data. I'm not a fucking scientist, but you know, I can speak on this. They're in a terrible place. They are so bad right now. And let me tell you why. So I had been thinking about this for a while because it seemed like post-pandemic, everything was just in a mess when it came to dating apps. Like before, it really felt like, you know, these are a useful tool. And I knew a lot of people, a lot of my friends had met people, even people they're married to, on dating apps. Like in the early days, it was a very efficient way to expedite the dating process, get in front of people. It really felt like, wow, this is a useful fix for a problem that we have in our society. And it's so normal. You know, in the beginning, it was kind of like, ooh, we met on a dating app. It's kind of embarrassing. And then it got to a place where it was like, no, this is completely the norm. Okay, then the pandemic happens. We're all locked inside for like 2 years. And we all went a little bit not okay in the head. And I think that's fine to say. And we were all on our phones for too long. Here's what I think happened. I think that we got too used to them. I think we forgot how to interact with people in the real world. And then I saw this TikTok and it explained how I'm feeling perfectly. And so I'm going to tell you guys what it said. It's by a creator called Date Brazen. And she explained that dating apps are kind of like slot machines, right? Because they get you addicted in a cheap way. And, you know, that's true. And then I started thinking about it and I was like, you know what? That's right. People are addicted to swiping. That's what I always tell you guys when you say, why don't you think that the guy asked me out? Why did we talk for 3 weeks and then he goes to me? Validation. Anyway, so then this is what Date Brazen says. She says, like a slot machine, you know, you get addicted to it and then the dating app takes over the pleasure centers of our brain. And so it's like we crave the cheaper and cheaper reward in the slot machine metaphor or simile. I'm not sure which one. And I was like, Jesus, this is correct. Because instead of going on, you know, maybe 6 years ago, people would go on and they'd say, I'm ready to find a relationship. I'm going to swipe and I'm going to go on some dates. Now it's like you do it on the toilet. You literally just sit there. It's like mindless. It's just mindless. It's just another thing on your phone. And so Date Brazen said it totally takes over the pleasure center in your brain and you're just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. Then she said, we forget the dating apps are a business, right? We forget that. And all the slogans are like, we're designed to be deleted. Like, we want you to find love, like, blah, blah, blah. Do you? Because I'm pretty sure that the longer people stay on the app, the more money you get. Okay, that's what Date Brazen says. She says, did you guys know that Tinder, Hinge, Match, Plenty of Fish, all owned by the same company. She also said, which I didn't know, Match.com got sued in 2018 for having bots to try and encourage people to buy the app upgrades. And the app upgrades are always so funny, right? When you really slow down and think about it, you're like, you're on a dating app and then it stops and it's like, well, would you like to see slightly hotter people for $12.99 a year? And in the moment, hey, have I paid for a dating app upgrade? Absolutely, I have in the past. Absolutely, because it's in the moment. You're feeling desperate. You're feeling like, why is everybody so beat to hell on this app? And like, I'm matching with the most awful people who never respond to me. You're like, yeah, maybe if I spend an extra $12.99, this will fix itself. They are a business. And we forget that. And it's not to say that they're evil. Everybody's got to make their bag. Everybody's got to make their money. But they are a business. And they don't want us getting off there too quickly, do they? Do they? Okay. What else does she say? Oh, she then links it back to, that's why there's so much bad behavior, so much ghosting, so much of that nonsense, which we talk about nonstop. Think about any given radio show. I have at least one person who calls in where it's like, we were pen pals, we were taught, we got ghosted, whatever, because there's too much, right? There's too much out there. Humans weren't supposed to see 100 potential partners in an hour. Like, that's not how our brain is set up to work. You're telling me that we're supposed to sit there and flip through like a catalog and see 100 dudes in an hour, and that's, you know, and of course we thought at the beginning, this is amazing, like we can see so many more options. But guess what, guys? I think that it's like the paradox of choice. I think especially, I'm going to be brutally honest here, this is my opinion, I think especially with guys and dating apps, when they are looking for a girl, it makes them feel like, well, maybe there's just like one girl hotter. Like, I like this girl, but I could just swipe 3 more times, to go back to that, you know, the slot machine analogy. I could go back and there might be like a girl who's just a little bit hotter. It's the paradox of choice too, right? So many people. And I've been feeling this way for a while. And I try to stay super positive for you guys, you know, when you're like, I'm really tired of the apps, like I'm at my wit's end. And I'm like, no, guys, like dating is a numbers game. Like, you got to just stick to it. But you know what? I'm putting my foot down and I'm saying, I'm validating you guys. You're right. They're fucking busted right now. And I think that our relationship to them has just been ruined. I mean, it kind of reminds me of like, you know, Netflix, you know, when you go on and you spend an hour deciding what to watch. It's the same thing, in my opinion, because you are literally just, it's the paradox of choice. You're like, there's so many things. And then you feel unhappy with whatever you choose because the activity becomes the choosing, right? In Netflix and in dating apps, the activity becomes the choosing and it's just not effective. And then you layer on pen pals, you layer on the talking phase, you layer on ghosting and all this shit, and you realize it's kind of connected to dating apps. Now, I know I'm going to get someone in the DM saying, I met my husband on Hinge. Congratulations. I am literally so happy for you. Send me the link to your registry. I will send a gift. Of course that's happened. Of course, dating apps have aided in a lot of forming of the relationships, and that's phenomenal. But I think at this juncture, I hear the malaise of my community, and I think it's just, it needs like an update, like something needs to be refreshed. So what do you do? I mean, in her TikTok, Date Brazen says be intentional, and I felt validated because it reminds me of what I always tell you guys, which is like the 10-minute thing, right? So I say, like, if you are in a waiting room for a doctor or whatever, or you're sitting outside your next meeting in your car, like on your phone, don't go on a dating app then. That is a trap that we all fall into, right? We're just like, oh, I'll just swipe. And then it's just like, blah, you know, it's not intentional, whatever. My tactic would be to tell you guys, take 10 minutes a day. That's all it should be. Seriously, maybe even less. And swipe intentionally. If you have any open conversations, that's when you deal with them. Because as you know, you're not a fucking pen pal. And if you match with someone and you vibe with them, they should be asking you out immediately. And if they don't, I'm sorry, just stop talking to them. Like, all of this is making us so crazy because it's just too much to manage. It's too much to manage. So take 10 minutes a day, do all your dating app nonsense in those 10 minutes, then shut it and don't think about it again tomorrow. I think that's my advice there. And then like second and more connected to that is what I've mentioned before, which is don't put up with being a pen pal. You don't need to ask someone, you don't need to talk to someone for 3 weeks on a dating app before they ask you out. That's fucking ridiculous. And then my third thing is going to be, I want to make this the summer of getting outside. And I know that sounds like a kids' health initiative slogan, but I don't care. I want this to be the summer of us getting outside, our community, you guys. I want us to get off of our phones. I want us to take pleasure in the real world, in earthly things, as much as possible. I want us to spend dinners with our friends where we are not on our phones, talking to some fucking loser on Hinge who is never going to ask us out. Okay, you don't need to do that in the middle of dinner with your friends. I'm taking a stand, and I've already started to do it with myself in terms of just being on my phone less and just getting outside. And I also mean that in terms of dating. And I know then I hear the cries of, but how do you meet someone in real life? Like, I don't know where to go. What do I know? Guys, everything's open again. And I know we're all traumatized from quarantine. I know we all got a little socially weird. I know it's scary. I know it's nerve-wracking to go up to a guy at a bar and talk to him. But the alternative is sitting in our room in a K-hole, just a phone K-hole, not a real one. Jerron's laughing at me. So I'm not saying give up dating apps. I'm saying do it with intention and do it for 10 minutes a day and then fucking leave it alone. And if you're supposed to meet up with someone, you'll meet up with them. I was talking to my friend this week, and she said, she came over and she was like really annoyed. And I said, what happened? And she said, you know, that guy I was talking to on a dating app. I said, yeah. She said, we nonstop talking for 3 weeks. I said, okay. She said, I know you think that that's a red flag. I said, I do. She came back from her trip. He said, oh, he's got something happened. You know, he can't meet up tonight. Can she do tomorrow? And it was a Saturday night that she'd set aside for him. So I was like, I would never speak to him again. And she was like, well, whatever. She said, can we move our dinner? And do you mind doing it on Monday? And I said, you know, one of my rules is never cancel on your friend for a boy, because it always never ends well. But yes, of course you can. You should absolutely go for it. We're all trying to get laid right now. And he canceled again. And then he said, you know, something, do you want to do tomorrow? And I was like, this is it. This is the bad behavior, because you want to know why? There's no accountability on dating apps. You can literally talk to someone for 3 weeks. You can talk to someone for hours and hours being on your phone, sitting inside, doing little fucking messages going, oh, well, that's funny. I grew up in Cleveland. Oh, you grew up there, blah, blah, blah. And then nothing. And you guys, like, I can't emphasize enough how life is not a dress rehearsal. It's the real performance. And this goes back to my entire ethos. Do we all want to find a partner? Yes. Do we all want to find love? Yes. Are we all excited for that? But we can't go crazy in the meantime, because those are precious years of our life. Okay. And I would rather be outside sitting on the grass with my friends, drinking wine and dicking around, than sitting inside on my phone on Hinge. Okay. Again, you don't have to give up your dating apps, but please let this be the summer of getting outside. Whether you're married or single or in a relationship or whatever, like, we need to just go outside and breathe air and speak to people and have conversations and have disagreements and just be humans a little bit more. And if this sounds radical, then that's also scary. Do you know what I mean? Very impassioned by this, obviously. Jerron, I'm all fired up today.
Jerron, I can tell.
He's my new producer. You're married, though.
Yes, I am. For 6 months now.
Oh, wow. Newlywed.
Yes.
How long ago did you guys meet?
We met 4 years ago at this point.
So made it through the pandemic.
Yes, we did, yeah.
That's huge. Kind of.
Like, she moved away during the pandemic. She went back home with her family for, like, almost the whole year.
Wow.
So that's how we met.
So you did long distance.
Yes.
Honestly, sometimes long distance is kind of hot. It's absence makes the heart grow fonder. So you have no idea what I'm talking about, all this pain. this dating app pain?
Oh, no. I was on dating apps for a while before I met her.
Yeah.
And, like, I had a whole relationship on a dating app.
Yeah.
Like, I was addicted to the apps themselves.
Of course. Everybody is.
Right.
It's insane. And I'm sick of it. And this is the summer of getting outside. We got to do it. We have to, guys. And my mantra to end this rant on, this entire rant, well, two. First of all, I'm going to reiterate, life is not a dress rehearsal. It's the real performance. And always just think about that. Like, whenever you're like, oh my God, I'm single for the summer. Like, oh my God, I'm single. Be like, you're going to look back and think, I can't believe I spent precious minutes, hours, days of my youth being sad when I have other things in my life that are awesome. Maybe you have a great family. Maybe you have awesome friends. Maybe you have a kick-ass job. Maybe you're going on a trip this summer. And here's the secret. Almost every single one of you listening, like I would say 99.9%, are going to end up with someone. Okay, that's the secret. I love that when people say, you know, it's a kind of a good tactic for your brain whenever you're getting spirally about it. Just be like, do I really think I'm that special? Like, people have been falling in love and getting married and having babies for like millions and thousands of years. Like, you're the person. You think you are that, you're that bad that you're going to die alone? Absolutely not. And the second one is, having fun is so fun. And if you're a newer listener, you might think that's a demented mantra that Tinks has made up. Well, no, it's not. It makes a lot of sense. Okay. Having fun is so fun. And I want you to hold that in your heart and seek happiness in lots of different ways. You know how they talk about multiple revenue streams? I want you guys to have multiple happiness streams this summer. Wow, I just made that up and I absolutely love it. Multiple happiness streams, okay? So don't just think, because by the way, from the time we're born, we're like, the only way you can be happy is if you are in a relationship. That's what we were told. And also that our external appearance is all that matters. So honestly, from the second we're born, we're kind of at a disadvantage, but that's another episode. I want you to have multiple happiness streams. It's this thing I talk about with joy all the time. It's getting a bright manicure. It's putting jalapenos in your rosé with your girlfriends. It's going on a rich mom walk and listening to your favorite Kygo album at full blast because you fucking can. It's getting a tan safely. It's getting a new sweatshirt. It's, I don't know, like multiple happiness streams. Imagine if we cared as much about our happiness as we did about money or looks. Imagine if we chased our happiness and our joy as much as those things. That's what I want to do. And I want you guys to put down your phones and get outside. I'm literally going to be like taken out by someone from Tinder for after this episode. Again, I'm not saying that they don't have that they're not a force for good, because they can be. I just think we're at a pivot. You know, I think whenever humans get a piece of new technology, it's like we kind of have to learn how to use it. Imagine it's a bull, right? We have to make sure that we're riding the bull and that the bull isn't just throwing us around. And right now, I'm going to be honest, I feel like it's throwing us around a bit. So, summer of getting outside, having fun is so fun. Life is not a dress rehearsal. It's the real performance. So today, I want to talk about Summer of Outside Part 2. It's on, baby. It's on. It started. And honestly, a lot of people were like, it should be called the Summer of the Shift. It should be called the Summer of the Shift. And I was like, I get that. And I love that. And I'm so fucking excited and thrilled with how the book is resonating with you all. But I want the shift to be more like a lifestyle thing, like all the time. Summer of Outside is our thing. It's the second year. And I really feel myself saying it and acting it again. So I want to call it Summer of Outside again, part two. We don't even need the part two. It's just Summer of Outside, because we're going to do it every summer. And I have a new and improved Summer of Outside, because this episode, I'm going to talk about how you can do it if you're in a relationship, because I don't want to leave out our friends who are married in relationships. You should be doing it too. And it's really just more of like a lifestyle shift, all pun intended. And so I want to get into it. So two Summer of Outside things in my life that I want to just, I mentioned them briefly, but I want to go over them again. Okay. So first of all, when I was at Coachella, I saw this guy who was physically perfect for me. Like he was made in a lab by God for me, because he's actually so physically my type. My type is very, very hard to describe. It's not really a physical thing, although 6'4 is my dream height. It's like
it's like a vibe. So this guy is beautiful to me and also just has that big dick energy, has that vibe. Although I don't know, because let me explain. So I see him, my friend goes up to him and he's, because I was like kind of drunk, and my friend was like, let me go talk to him. And he was like, not rude, but just kind of like brushed my friend off and was like, I'm going somewhere. I can't talk to you. And I was like, you know what? If I am supposed to see him again, I will. And I put him on my crush list. I put Coachella guy on my crush list. I know nothing about him. Okay. 3 or 4 weeks ago, my friend, the same friend, sees him in the back of an Instagram story and screenshots it and sends it to me. And is like, isn't that guy you were obsessed with? And I was like, oh my God, yes, it's him. Then I was in New York and my friend Kirstie is like, she knows everybody in the world, like in New York, everybody. And I was like, I just have a weird feeling that this guy is from New York, because if he was from LA, I would have seen him out and whatever. He's really striking. So I ask Kirstie, I'm like, I know this is really weird, but like, do you know who this guy is? It's like a fuzzy picture of like the side of his head. And she's like, oh yeah, that's blah, blah. And I was like, no fucking way. So found him on Instagram and I could have DM'd him, but honestly, I'm not going to be in New York for another couple of weeks and I didn't want it to fizzle. And from analyzing his Instagram, I just felt that it's kind of disappointing, because it's like, remember how I always say like crushes always cancel themselves? That's something that this person I used to know used to say. And it's like it's so true. And what she meant by that is like, you have a crush and it's like you elevate them to God status. And then the closer you get to them, whether you meet them in person or like talk to them or text them or whatever, you're like, you're actually kind of cringe. And I'm already like a little bit cringed out by his Instagram, because I can tell what type of personality he has. And I don't think it's actually a big dick energy personality. He just looks like he has big dick energy, but still I put him on my crush list and it's just like putting the vibe out there. Like, I absolutely know I will run into him this summer and I'm so excited. Okay. So that's part one of Summer of Outside. And that's just, for friends who are new and you don't know what it is, I'm trying to show you by examples and then I'll dig into how you can activate that energy. But basically Summer of Outside is just putting out the good vibes, like putting out the vibes, putting down your phone, getting your ass outside, getting off your couch and just having more human time. The second thing is that when I was in Chicago, the first night I stayed at Soho House and I was leaving in a rush to go to the bookstore that morning. And Caroline was like, get in the car. Like, we need to go. Like, we're late. We're late. And I was like so tired because I got in at 2:30 that morning and it was like 7 a.m. or whatever. I see this guy. Oh my God. I have another story for you guys too. Okay. I see this guy and he is so handsome. He had like a gym bag on and he was wearing like a gym outfit kind of. So I don't know if there's a gym there. Maybe people who are, if you live in Chicago, you go work out there. I'm not really sure. Or maybe he was going to the roof because it was hot. I don't know. But we were doing the eye lock thing and he turned back and smiled like so big. And I knew it was just a vibe. It was like an eye fucking vibe. So then I called the front desk at Soho House and I was like, I know this sounds insane, but like, a really hot guy just walked in. I was leaving. My name's Tinks. Just if he happens to ask, like whatever. And it's like, I get this strong sense that he lived in Chicago because you could just tell. I don't think he was staying at the hotel. Like, it really felt like he lived there. So like, why would he ask also? But you never know. And it's like, you can't be disappointed when they don't reach out, because what you're doing is just telling the universe, like, I'm down for cheeky behavior. Like, I'm down for these kind of fun experiences. And the more of that energy, the more of Summer of Outside energy that you can put out there, the better. Just put it out there. Leave your number with a cute guy you're sitting next to at lunch. You know, flirt with the barista, like extra, you know, whatever it is. Do that energy and it will come back to you. Maybe not immediately, but it will totally come back to you. Also, the day after something, I was in New York, I don't know, but I was by the water going on a rich mom walk and I was hungover. So I had to sit down for a second to drink my coffee and just like rest. And okay, I'm going to tell you guys this like secret. All right. This is a magical secret trick. I can't believe I'm sharing this. Okay. There's a technique with eye fucking that will get like any guy to talk to you. And so I haven't done it in a while. I kind of forgot, but I was sitting there and I saw this guy running and he was so hot. And essentially it's like for if you're walking or if a guy, say you're sitting at like a cafe outside with your friend and a guy is walking by, what you're going to do is lock eyes with him. And I mean lock, and smize, and I fuck the shit out of him. So you're sitting, he's walking, walking, walking. Or you could do it if you're both walking and you kind of see him from afar and you're walking towards each other. Lock eyes and do not drop your eyesight. Okay. Then as soon as the guy is right in front of you, you look down. As soon as he, like, the closest he can get. So it's like awkward. Like, you need to be brave and like really, really lock that eye contact. As soon as he gets close to you, really close, you drop your eyesight. Then you immediately look back at him. And trust me, he will be looking back at you too. This is some witchcraft, okay, that I know from my witchcraft time. It's magical. So I did that with this guy, and I'm really mad at myself, and I want to use myself as an example. And he looked back, and then he, like, if you know where I'm talking about, in the water in New York, like kind of by Brookfield Place, there's like these benches, and he stopped like four benches down and like started to fake stretch. And he was looking over and smiling. And like, I put my eyes down and pretended to be on my phone. I'm so mad at myself. Do you want to know why? And I'm going to be honest with you. This is so unlike me. It's because I felt I looked ugly and hungover, and I did, but like, it doesn't fucking matter. That is what I always tell you guys when you're like, I don't know, I gained 5 pounds. Like, should I still be dating? It's like, literally the only thing that matters when you're hitting on guys and you're going out for summer of outside is how you carry yourself. Last summer, I was the heaviest I've ever been. And I met my boyfriend because I was just in a good attitude and I was acting flirty and acting fun and having good energy. It doesn't fucking matter. It only matters how you carry yourself. I was in a really unflattering sports bra and I had a fucking scrunchie in my hair. And this guy wanted to talk to me and he was so fucking hot. And I was so mad at myself because then he kept running, obviously, because I kind of gave the signal like, oh, I'm not going to come talk to you. And then I got up and I was like, Tinks, what are you doing? Like, this is against everything that you preach. I start running after him like a crazy woman, like trying not to heave because I'm so hungover, like so upset, and I couldn't find him. But usually when people run on the side there, they kind of do it like pretty often because it's, you know, in the neighborhood. So I do have hope that I'll see him again. And I put him on my crush list, obviously, but I was sad. And that's my bad. I would never usually do that. I don't know. I'm so past that behavior. I wasn't in my right mind because I was hungover. That's my excuse. So if you are already a subscriber to Summer of Outside, you know what to do. If you don't, I hope these three examples have given you some ideas about how to get outside. And this all started because last summer, right around this time or a little earlier, I was getting a plethora of messages, emails, DMs, voicemails being like, Tinks, I can't do the dating apps anymore. They're so trash. Like, I can't, it's making me depressed. It's making me hate my life. Like, I can't, they're so dry. And like, when I do talk to guys on there, I just like, it's ick, and they've ghost and flake. And I was like, you guys, we need to put down our phones and we need to get the fuck outside. Dating apps are a tool in Summer of Outside, but honestly, all the time, go on your dating apps for 10 minutes a day. Set a motherfucking timer. I am not joking you. Or only do it when you're on the toilet. Literally, I'm not kidding you, because that's how low effort you should put into them. Get on, do some swiping for like 5 minutes. You know, don't do too many. You're not in fucking supermarket sweep, okay? You know, really be thoughtful. Be like, would I go on a date with this person if they asked me? The answer is no, don't swipe them, because we're not about that validation. Leave that to people who need validation. Okay. We don't. We know who we are and we want good dating karma. So we won't be doing that. Close out any conversations, you know, respond to people, because remember, no pen pals. We don't pen pals. We're not, you know, we're not doing that. Okay. We're too funny for that. Our time is too precious. We're not pen palling with someone. If someone would like to ask us to go for a drink, that's awesome. And let's do it. But if you're just going to be like, how was your weekend? You can go fuck yourself, respectfully. So, you know, do your dating apps and then get outside. Physically and metaphorically, get outside. What does this mean? This means saying yes to a last minute trip with your best friend. This means going to a salsa club on a Monday because your coworker had a Groupon for it. This means taking a picnic to Central Park on a Sunday and randomly inviting that guy that you've been seeing to come meet your friends. This means taking a cooking class with all of your best friends. This means organizing a dinner party. Even if you have a boyfriend, this means organizing a dinner party where everyone brings a guy who they're not interested in a romantic way. this means making plans in advance. Because another thing that I used to do with, because I was so desperate for a boyfriend the whole time, is I would like, this is so embarrassing. And again, I can't believe, but I've already embarrassed myself enough on the internet. Like literally at this point, what else could I say? Like when I was in my 20s, I would sometimes kind of wait to make plans because I was thinking that someone else would make them or that I would have a boyfriend. I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll have a boyfriend by now or like by then and I'll go on a trip to Maine with him. Guess what? I never been to Maine. Okay. I never been to fucking Maine. So all of my best times have been when I have made a jam-packed summer plan and then people have dropped in or they haven't, but then it doesn't matter because I have a jam-packed summer. And then now I think, bet you're thinking, Tinks, you fucking bitch, you're an influencer. You have a flexible schedule and you're taking the summer off because you just wrote your book and I got a fucking corporate job. So what the fuck am I supposed to do? I get it. I get it. I see you. And it is even more important for you to schedule in fun. That means when 5 o'clock comes on Friday or 12, because hopefully your mean, greedy company will give you a summer Friday, you have a plan, you know, because you know what's depressing is getting off of work on a really hot ass Friday and coming home and realizing you have no plans and all of your friends and relationships are away with their boyfriends. That's when we get depressed. So this also comes back to single girl calendar management, right? Schedule that trip, schedule the class, schedule the fun thing with your friend. Even if it's like, hey, do you inviting all your girlfriends over on a Friday and doing a potluck and watching an old rom-com, schedule in that fun and say yes to things, to the random things, like the coworker that you don't know that well, when she's like, oh, like my boyfriend is like having a bowling party. Do you want to come? I think he has cute friends. And you're like, oh, I don't know anyone. It's going to be awkward. I kind of just want to go home and watch Grey's Anatomy. Go, and you never fucking know. And if it's boring, you have a funny story. Okay. I feel that I've made my point there. For my friends in relationships and marriages, whatever, it's important for you guys to participate in this too. Why? Because it's fun. Number two, because it can keep the spice alive and it's summer is a fun and sexy time to be in a relationship. And number three, I truly want to use my platform to remind us all to just go outside and get off of our phones, which is ironic because I'm on social media and my job relies on you guys checking on me on Instagram. So I don't know how that really, I don't really know how those two things coincide with each other, but whatever, I don't care. Go do human things. We are so stressed out. We are so fucking wrapped up in social media. There is so much doom and gloom on the news. And guess what? Us knowing all of that, it doesn't really help. It just makes us feel stressed out and miserable. The economy's in the shitter. AI is coming. We need to do human things. You need to tell your boyfriend who you've been dating for 5 years. Maybe you guys have slipped up on the dates and now you're always like, oh, well, we'll just order in. You need to plan a fun date and surprise him. Or you need to plan a sexy trip. Or maybe you're married and you know, you're loving it, but things are kind of one note. Maybe this summer you should get into reading smut and see how fucking horny it makes you and see your sex life completely transform. Or maybe it's like taking a class together or doing something fun. I really believe in that shit, you guys. All of the most happy couples, the successful couples that I know, they're like, we never stopped dating. We just keep dating no matter what, no matter how hard it is with our kids and whatever. We have those date nights. We have those one night trip alone, whatever, whatever. It's also fun to still be flirty when you're in a relationship. And you guys know how I feel. I feel that the more of an identity you can keep within your relationship, the stronger your relationship will be. So it's like, maybe you do have a boyfriend, but maybe you do go out with the girls on a Friday night. I love doing that. I love going on a girls' night when I have a boyfriend, coming back all drunk and horny. That's like the best. Maybe you help your friend. Maybe you set up your friend this summer and it's like your little project. Like, how good karma is that? That's so nice. And just doing fun things with friends. Like maybe you've had boyfriend sickness for a while and you're like, damn, I like kind of miss my friends. Or like I read Tinks's book and I kind of feel like it's important that I reconnect with my friends. Maybe you reach out to your college girlfriends and are like, hey, do you guys want to go to the lake? Let's go to the lake for 2 days and like have a girls weekend. It's time to go outside. It is time to have fun. It is time to try new recipes that you saw on TikTok with your besties. It is time to go on a date with the guy that you met at Trader Joe's. It is the summer of outside and I can't wait for it. I'm already living in that energy. I'm trying to lead by example and I can't wait to hear all of the fun stories of being outside from you guys. I can't wait to share what I do. And this is our time. This is our fucking season, baby. I love you guys so much. If you do fun summer of outside things, DM me, email me. I want to know because if it's a good idea, I want to share with the team and I'll do the same. And I will keep saying whatever to my mental health and sharing my dating because it's funny and fun. Maybe I'll have a sexy romp in Spain. Who knows? Plus we have to monitor the Coachella guy situation. It's going to be a fun summer. I've got a really good feeling about it. Okay. Be safe. If you haven't read my book, it's called The Shift. If you have read my book, it would mean a lot if you would tell someone about it and say, hey, you know, recommend it. Be like, hey, this book changed my life. I don't know. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but maybe. I will see you guys back here on Monday. I love you all so much. Bye.